Oh, no, replied Catherine. It was a present to me.
I suppose it was given you by a boy you met at Lake Opetcong last summer, and it reminds you of him, murmured Stuart dreamily.
Yes, it was, said Catherine, blushing.
Ah, said Stuart, summers are wonderful, aren't they, Catherine?
Yes, and last summer was the most wonderful summer I have ever had in all my life.
I can imagine, replied Stuart. You're sure you wouldn't want to sell that little pillow? Catherine shook her head. Don't know as I blame you, replied Stuart quietly. Summertime is important. It's like a shaft of sunlight.
Or a note in music, said Elizabeth Atchison.
Or the way the back of a baby's neck smells, if its mother keeps it tidy, said Marilyn Roberts.
Stuart sighed. Never forget your summertimes, my dears, he said. Well, I've got to be getting along. It's been a pleasure to know you all. Class is dismissed. Stuart strode rapidly to the door, climbed into the car, and with a final wave of the hand drove off in a northerly direction, while the children raced alongside and screamed, Goodbye! 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 They all wished they could have a substitute every day instead of Miss Gunderson.